Okay, as you know, we've changed systems from what we call Melissa's to Gamma. In the process, we have five or six properties over the course of getting all the balancing act going that needs changes by this BOE. I certified the Gamma book. These are parcels that need to be looked at, and this first one has zero value, but just needs to be deleted out of Gamma. And things like that to make both books come to zero the day that we certified Gamma's.
But we came to within $400.
Right, but these are parcels that need to be deleted. Okay. Different things.
Okay.
They came to $0 when you get these. Okay, 08, 4.0, 20.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
08-4.0-20-000-000-063.056.
This parcel was deleted and combined in Melissa's, so we need to delete it out of Gamma as being it's zero. We just need to get the deletion done.
So this record needs to be deleted.
Right. We've already combined it with our 63055 in Gamma. It just needs to be deleted.
Is that BOE 255?
BOE 255.
Go ahead. Is your motion to do that?
That's the only one, or are you going to do them in a whole?
They're different. The rest of them are different.
Okay, motion to delay 255.
Second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to delete BOE number 2013-255. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay, we've got two here, unique. The deletion button was pushed in Gamma. Exemption button was pushed in Gamma. That wasn't the full procedure when it was done. We finally figured out how to do it, but we have to have the BOE to ask to do it. These is BOE number 257 and 258. One parcel number is 04-9.0-32-004-028-004.000. Another parcel number.
Tell me what you wanted to do with that number, parcel?
Exempt it.
You want this to be exempted?
Yes, sir. This is two people that was in prisoner of wars that was totally disabled while they were prisoners of war, and we exempted them by state statute about 4 years ago. But the wrong buttons didn't get pushed right in Gamma. We need to do that. On that parcel and this parcel here, 08-2.0-10-000-000-000-003.000. These are Charlie Crandall's and Louis Unfritz properties.
And the second one was 258?
Yes. And we need to exempt them in Gamma.
So we need a motion to exempt the only numbers 257 and 258?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed aye. Nay.
We've got a city-owned property, BOE number 259-17-2.0-09-003-015-002.000. It's carrying zero value, but it needs to be exempted in Gamma.
What's the BOE number?
259.
Motion
to exempt.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept BOE number 2013-259. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
BOE number 260. It needs to be exempt in gamma. It's a piece of property bought by the First Baptist Church of Branson.
What's the number?
260.
260.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to exempt BOE number 2013-260. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
We've got a property 18-6.0-14-001-002-001.001, and this is just a balancing act of, we've got it in gamma, this needs to be put in Mel's program. As we balanced, we wanted that approved by the BOE. It's BOE number 262.
I don't understand what you mean by putting it in Mel's.
We ran both programs side by side and we reported a zero balance. This was a property that had been put in gammas, certified as gammas. Males, we're just bringing it up to date where that zero balance is there.
What is
the balance? The old program, Snyder program.
You're wanting me to adjust the old program?
We're only really looking at...
We really don't have to do this.
Uh-huh.
We really don't have to do this.
Right.
Because we're going to bring it up to anyhow, and so it's not the book we certified, so we need
right.
Right.
Okay.
Let's disregard that.
Thank you.
You have others?
Yes. One more. 03-8.0-27-002-035-001.000. We've double assessed a res and we want to take one res off. It's BOE number 261.
Is there a motion to approve 261 as presented, which would be removing a double assessment?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to remove the double assessment listed 2013-261. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Sorry, I found one more.
Go right ahead.
08-4.0-20-000-000-063.056. It's BOE number 256. We just need to delete it out of gamma. It's carrying zero value, but we don't want it to have the capabilities of getting value.
But we're not adjusting the tax book, right?
No, we're just, it's been combined. And we're just deleting the old record so it's not in there to add values to.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, James, I don't know how I can delete it.
Our mappers can if they get permission.
Because all I'm doing is adjusting the numbers you gave me. If there's no value, there's nothing for me to adjust.
We get rid of the number. We cannot get rid of a parcel number. Now, you've had lots of this in the past with the old programs. We delete a number and we combine numbers.
One way or another, we need to find a way to delete this number. You're asking for the ability to do that.
Right. And if we do it or Donna does it, we'll work with Donna on it.
I'll get with the IT department.
Is there a motion to approve 2013-256, which is deletion of a property record that should not exist?
I'll make that motion.
Third second?
A second.
He hasn't done anything in a while.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do you have others at this time, sir?
No more at this time. There will be others.
We have are looking at this at 10:15 of Michael and Teresa Moore. Is that a phone call?
It is.
And I'm looking for the number.
316-650-5205. It's a rental property, and it's in Driftwood Subdivision. It has an assessor's value of $6,340 assessed.
I'm sorry about
that. $6,340 assessed, $33,368, and that may be off by a few dollars because of the I'm doing a calculation.
What I'm seeing there is it says, the reason for appeal, mistakes have been made, no changes to the property, taxes more than doubled in 2011.
You have to read their letter here.
Can I really get into this so I can find it?
You want me to read the letter?
When the property was first assessed, there was an extra zero added as a mistake of data clerks. So when we removed the zero, it was during reassessment year, and their property got raised from the $2,534 to the same as their neighboring properties. And so when she said that zero disappeared, her property should have been lowered to that number for a couple of years, but that's not the way the process worked.
Where's this property at? What's the address?
Merriam Woods.
Pardon?
Merriam Woods. And she owns 52, 53, 54, and 55. She owns...
Has anybody found this in the system?
I'm talking about the... And Beacon? Mm-hmm. It looks like it's just a lot.
Yeah, it says no improvements.
Looks like.
It says that when they talked to the assessor's office, that they said it was a mistake. Maybe barring a decimal point.
If you look at the paperwork that's attached, in 2011, this page is the real estate book close, which put it at 2534, so a zero was added at that book close. She says she contacted the assessor's office to have it fixed. So an abatement was done, and there's a copy of that here. But it was only decreased to 6340.
If you look at everything else,
she's saying that's still not set back to its original value.
It does.
I
think it needs to be around 12,000.
It does seem higher.
Because all the other lots, if you add them all, it's 3,052 per lot. Take that times four lots, you get around 12,000. You get 33,000.
If that's what needs to be, that's fine.
What's that?
Yeah, if that needs to be corrected to that, that's fine. I just know she was disturbed about the 25,000. Anybody would be.
Right.
And it didn't go down to 2,500. But I did discover that we had the wrong value.
Is that what you're getting, Jeff? Probably about 12,000.
I want it the same as the neighboring lots. No matter to me.
It would be 3,052 times 4.
The appraised right now is
33,350 according to this.
And the assessed is
6,340.
You ready for me to make a call for us?
So would you get 12,208?
Please enter your account code.
Is this Teresa Moore?
Yes, yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have you on the speaker phone. Are you ready to talk about the parcel of property that you've appealed to the Board of Equalization?
Yes.
Turn you up just a little bit. There we go. We have just been reviewing this property prior to making the call.
Okay.
And have discovered a few things about it. James, do you want to address the property?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Teresa,
can you? I switched on speakerphone so my husband.
Pull your mic. James, pull your mic. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
We've discovered that we need to adjust this property to, I had one of the board members tell me, what was it, $12,000?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker because I can't understand what you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Let me, since I'm at the larger phone here, state that the appraised value currently that's on the books is $33,350. That's for the total piece of property, which, if I'm not mistaken, is four smaller. Is that right?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
The appraised value was $33,350.
Yes.
You're looking at establishing it at $12,000.
Right, correct.
Appraised value, what would that be assessed value, James, and taxes that you paid on?
Assessed value of $2,280.
So currently the recommendation from the board is going to be to move this from the $33,350 appraised value to $12,000.
Ron, tell her it's below.
I don't know where
requested.
These numbers came from.
Tell her it's below what she requested.
These are different, yeah.
Let me express this to you. This is a lower value than what you requested us to set it at. You're looking at is the assessed value. That's what you would pay taxes on, and we have moved that value down to $2,280.
Oh, okay. $280. Oh, okay. I understand. I'm not hearing everything. Okay.
But first off, there is an appraised value of property, basically what a property is worth, and then Missouri law dictates that residential properties to be assessed at 19% of that value. 19% of the $12,000 brings it down to $2,280 assessed value.
I see.
So
okay.
So we have really granted your request plus a little bit more.
Oh, I understand. I appreciate that.
So what we will do, if the board votes, and I'm going to call for a motion on that now. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce the assessed value of this property down to $2,280. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You're going to receive a notification in mail from the county clerk's office, ma'am, that will inform you of the decision that was made by this board.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you for your time.
I do have one question.
Yes.
It was my understanding that that once the adjustment's made, I would get a reimbursement at least for this last year?
No, this is for this year. In other words, for your taxes, and what's been appealed is for the year 2013.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in 2012.
Pull up for me what she sent in. Have you got a request there from her? What was this established at?
2011
reimbursement,
but I thought this was for the
2012,
what I thought.
No, it's for the current tax year?
I was showing you earlier that's the book closed was for the state for 2011. It was at 25,340. So she called the assessor's office and they did an abatement, but they only decreased it to 6340. So that's what she paid on in 2012.
She paid 6340, yeah. It's right here's a copy of it with your information.
Yeah.
She paid on the $33,500 that we had it on for.
She's already received an abatement.
She received the abatement. She paid the bill.
We could run it through later.
Hey, you pay through the commission.
Yeah.
A refund abatement later is what needs to be.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
This board has the ability to address the this year's taxes for 2013.
Okay.
There is a possibility, however, of the county commission looking at this parcel from 2012. And the county clerk is sitting here, and if you will remind me that the county assessor of DOE is over, perhaps we should take a look at this. Is that agreeable, James?
Sure.
Please know that your taxes for 2013 is what this motion affects. Assessed valuation of that property has been lowered, and the commission is going to take a look at last year.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. In 2011, there had been a stay, and they found it as a decimal. And
we
kind of got lost in the shuffle that it didn't get corrected. And we'll take responsibility for that. And then we tried, and there was some confusion on anyway. So for 2012, what happened? The decimal when they went to correct that, I think there was maybe a clerical error or something because it came up with a different amount.
We're going
the decimal being moved. Now I think I've been paying like over twice the amount the last 2 years. So I would really appreciate the commission. I thank you for taking a look at that.
We're going to work with the assessor and county clerk, and we will take a look at it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And could I have your name again, please, for my records?
My name's Ron Hausman.
Hausman?
Yes, Housman.
Okay. Well, thank you and everyone there. I appreciate your help and your time.
Thank you.
And I hope
you
all have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where's the 316 area code? Any idea?
St. Louis, is it?
No, I'm going to look for
it. Is it Kansas?
Okay, it is.
I emailed all of this.
Wichita, Kansas.
No, Looks like we've got Tillis is next. That's a Saddlebrook subdivision.
Are the folks that are in the room here for Board of Equalization?
Ken Tillis.
Oh, why don't you just come right on up,
Tillis?
We're just a little bit ahead of schedule, but that's
okay. I'm ready for you.
And if you give us just a second, she's going to have your property on the wall.
Go right ahead.
The assessor's assessed valuation is $66,810 by my calculation.
I'm not looking at the same piece of property out there.
Okay. Kenneth and Cheryl Tillis.
That's correct.
Hold on. I beg your pardon.
Okay. And $351,632 is my calculation. Looks like the program is doing it different than I just divide it by
0.19. 351,632.
Yeah.
See. What would make a difference if you took the times? What was the assessed?
66,810. 810, yeah.
66,808, according to here.
And Mr. Tillis has requested that the value be set at $57,190.
The assessed?
That would be $301,000.
Sir, we are ready to hear you.
Okay, thank you. First time I've addressed this process, so you just correct me, guide me in it. The things that I understand from the law is that the law is looking for assessments to be based on fair market value. And also your responsibility, of course, is to ensure the properties are equitable. I've listed on the appeal form there the primary reasons for my appeal. Number one is the adjusted square footage area, which is incorrectly listed too high on the form. And we'll look at that to be able to substantiate that. Also, the land value for the Saddlebrook neighborhood is significantly overstated, as there have been very, very significant drops in the value of the land. We'll take a look at that. And then also look at I'll look at some comps and land value, and then also some valuations per square footage relative to the neighbors. When we look at that, when I adjust the square footage down to what it actually is, my valuation per square footage ends up being among the highest, if not the highest, in the Taney County part of Saddlebrook. So I assume that you have this appeal form in front of you, but I'll just reviewing that, I have a transaction. I purchased the property in November of 2011, so it's fairly recent. It was a short sale, and of course, as you well understand, in this environment, homes going very slowly. The number of foreclosures. The neighbor directly across the street from me, as my understanding, was a home that went through a foreclosure. The house next to him on the end of the street, there are four homes in our little cul-de-sac. That house has been on the market for 2 years and has not moved. It would be my feeling, I think, reasonably to suggest that in this economic climate, a short sale is still an indication of the best and highest price that anyone would be willing to pay for that property. So the price that we paid is at $321, and I'll show you why I'm looking for a little bit lower on the other. Let's see, on that same page, so this is the, from the appraisal, you can see there the contract price at $321. On the bottom of this form, if you can pull it up a little bit, thank you, is where the appraiser has listed the square footage shows 4,143 square feet of gross living area.
sir.
Yes.
What did it appraise for on this appraisal? I didn't see that.
Sure. And I didn't, and that was an appraisal. The appraisal actually, I believe, was at 379. Okay. And as I can show you later, the home across the street is listed at more than that. And that's what you're seeing in terms of normal times, and that's what people have put into these homes and building them. But the drop indicates that the homes are not selling at those prices. So that's where I'm from. So the square footage then, the difference, well, I'll get to that later. Anyhow, this just validates the 4,143 on the square footage versus, I think what the county records show is 4,571. The next page on the appraisal gives an opinion of the site value in which it is shown at 35,000 rather than the 65,000 that is on the current county valuation. Okay. And the statement after that, the HUD statement, simply validates the contract sales price at $321,000. The following page is just the county's Beacon site, shows the land and the appraised value. Now what I'd like to do is just quickly run you through these so we can get through the pages, and then I'll just summarize it for you with some analysis of this, just so you can see what we've got for some comparisons here. Fernia page there. This is an empty lot next door to mine, virtually identical in size. That one is valued at 49,000 as opposed to 65,000. What I want to show you here is that there is a real lack of any kind of rhyme or reason to the valuations on the lots here. So we've got the next page. We'll show the Russell Bond property, 10.35 acres at 49,000. Page after that shows the Michael Socha property, 7.26 acres, again the land at 65,000. So these 49,000, 65,000, whatever the reason for the difference is, I don't know, are used consistently, whether it's over 10 acres or whether it's less than an acre, in some cases down to half an acre. The other thing that I've pointed out on that one, of course, is now this one has a property on it, and I've done the calculations for the adjusted area to the total residential valuation there. That one comes out at $57 a square foot. Next one, the Tremaine property. Here we've got 5 acres at $65,000 on the land. Works out to $70 a square foot. We move to some that is just some current valuation on lots so that you get an understanding of the lots in Saddlebrook. Of course, in the fall of 2011, there was an auction. Lots went at auction. It's my understanding a number of lots went for less than $10,000. There are remaining at this point in the neighborhood of 20 or 30 lots in Saddlebrook that are bank-owned. They've gone through foreclosure. These are the kinds of things that you're seeing here at 14.5 on this one. This one's been truly 166 days. Price history on this one, if you get between this page and the next page, you can kind of see you have to go in a backwards order there. Started out at 35,000, dropped to 32,000, dropped to 14,500, still on the market. This is what's happening to land values there. And this is going to be true as long as we have a large number of these foreclosed bank-owned properties sitting on the market. It's really depressed our lot values. That's affecting everything. We're on the same page here. The next one, the 547 Sunset Drive at 12.9, it's been on the market 75 days. Next page, Lot 505 at 13.5 on the market, 35 days. Lot 504 likewise. These are some that have just recently been dumped on the market by banks that have gone through foreclosure. I serve on the POA board there, and we work with the banks that are in foreclosure, so I'm a little more aware than most people perhaps of how many properties are actually in that situation and how that's affecting our property values. We're on 547 Sunset Drive, 12-9, 75 days there on Truly, and I recognize Truly is not the MLS, but they're obviously picking things up off the MLS systems. Here's a case, a lot that's about a half acre. I think what I highlighted there on the second page of that, thank you, you're right with me, is the listing price at 12.9, and I'm not sure what algorithms they use, but Truly here is showing an average listing price for similar homes, which in this case is going to be lots of 14,967. And that's really the basis on which I go back to my note on my appeal, indicating that the comps on lot values would be $15,000 in the current market. So that's my basis for that. And that's why I'm looking at also a difference simply in the land values between $65,000 and $15,000, a $50 drop in the value of the land, $50,000 drop, excuse me. So that's the thing I'm looking at there. Now, by way of analysis, if I could just give you a sense of the impact on my home, I have, as I indicated previously, the adjusted area for my home is listed as 4571, and this is back on whichever pages it was, about fourth or fifth page that had our property listed. The appraiser showed it at 41.43. I understand you may work with outside measurements and so on, but I went through the tape and measured it, and I came up with 3,900 something or other, which includes areas that are down under a sidewall, 3 foot, 4 foot. If you're looking at 8 foot ceiling, that figure drops to around 3,500. And part of what I've got in this particular home, and you can't see too well from the picture there, but on the second floor, the living area is two floors up. The foyer is two floors up. There's no floor on the second level above that. Above the two bed, there are three bedrooms on the main floor. Above two of those, there's just attic. There's nothing finished up there. So there are significant areas where there's nothing there. And I don't know how the county ever came up with this adjusted area and square footage, but it is significantly overstated. So that's the part of my basis there.
Question. That again for me currently?
Sure.
We have listed X amount.
Yes, we have 4,571 square foot listed.
Okay.
For the home, okay. The appraiser shows 4,143. And I'm not sure the process the appraiser went through. I don't know any more detail.
This is James Strahan, our assessor.
And that would not be. When I'm saying the appraiser, I'm saying the appraisal, not the assessor.
I understand.
From when the appraisal was done.
But you think that there's somewhere in the area of 3,900.
Yes, I would actually. I've measured it at 3,965. Okay. And like I said, that's all the way down to where you've got some low. Those spaces, yes.
Well, I was just noticing on your appraisal that it shows 4,143 square foot of gross living area, but it also has 1,000 square foot garage. Is that a 3 or 4 car garage?
It's a 3 car garage, yes.
So I think that's where if I'm not mistaken, that's where you're.
Yeah, the square footages we use have nothing to do with local appraisers, nothing to do with real estate, nothing to do with anybody else. It's the Honeycutt Mass Appraisal System, and it absolutely has nothing to do with what you see in
the appraisal. This question is, does that include the garage?
Yes, mine includes everything.
Yeah, right.
Porches, sidewalks, right. The whole thing. Okay. As a percentage.
You're saying the garage included in that 4,000?
In the 4,571.
In the 4,571.
I mean, that's including garage, porch,
everything.
Patios.
Patios.
But that's also put on, that
one-tenth of it, yeah, or 6% or 1% of the
total. Right, it would be a very much lower. Obviously, you have to have a valuation for that, but it would be very much lower than your finished interior home space, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah.
I guess my question would be is, you said your appraisal came in at 379,000. Is that correct? Yes. And I think we've got you at 351. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got you at an appraised value of 351, 673. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess I'm having a hard time figuring out why you want us to lower that more.
Well, I guess the big thing would be your adjusted area and the calculations and that, and perhaps that's something that I need to come to understand exactly how that's calculated because,
okay.
Sir, let me explain something
sure.
to you. The evidence that you provided so far with your mm-hmm. appraisal and everything, when you come before the Board of Equalization, we are to equalize, and your appraisal actually states that the property should be raised in taxes versus lowered, the evidence that you've provided so far. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a misunderstanding or a disagreement as far as the footage, but the process that the county assessor goes through with the Honeycutt system is different than the appraisal system that the appraisers use. So I don't know, I'm like Jeff as far as not understanding if your evidence shows a higher value than the value that you're being charged now, and then you're even asking for, what, 301? I've seen that on there a while ago. I don't understand the basis of what you're asking for.
Because fair market value is a transaction between a willing buyer and a willing seller. And you know in this market, appraisers are guessing a little bit, stabbed in the dark, where is that valuation going to be? And it's been a tough deal for banks. It's a single appraisal. You run 2-3 appraisals, you'll come up with different figures. But in the end, what determines fair market value is clearly that transaction between a willing buyer and a willing seller. And there was another party that was working with the bank to dealing with this short sale situation, which I acknowledge is what it is. And I had to increase my own bid significantly to outbid the other seller. And in the end, I was the last one standing. And if I didn't buy it, that went into foreclosure. It was days from foreclosure, and you can bet it would sell for a lot less at foreclosure, just as the house across the street. And this is what I'm saying. This is the market, and that's market value. So, well, I understand what you're saying about appraisal.
A short sale is a percentage loss for the bank. That's the mm-hmm. reason they do short sales. It's
sure.
So they other than go through the foreclosure procedure, they try to avoid all that by going through a short sale, and that's a percentage loss to the bank. Exactly. Now, what did you say you give for it?
321.
Yeah. Okay. But you think it should be lowered to 301, and then but your appraisal shows 370-something, 379. So I don't quite understand here.
I have a couple of questions that
sure.
may or may not relate to this, but did I understand you say that part of the home is not finished or part of it is not used as a house? You talked about mm-hmm. attic space. You talked about open areas.
Sure. And yes, thank you. Now, on the main floor, there's utility room that's not finished. That's whatever, 100 square feet or something. But on the second floor, oh, and to give you a sense of comparison, the main floor, there are three bedrooms, a living area, kitchen, eating area, and a formal dining area. Above, on the second floor, There's only a single bedroom in a living area, and then there's an area that's up over the garage. And now this is where you've got something that's got low walls, kind of a thing. So there's, you know, the central areas of that is relatively small, but if you open up to the floor space, there's like 400 square feet that's, you can't walk there. But to answer specifically, yes, over two of the bedrooms that are on the main floor, there's nothing but unfinished attic space. Absolutely nothing finished that's in there. And likewise, over the living area in the main, on the main floor, that goes, the living area goes up two levels, so there's no second floor. The entry, the foyer, is a fairly large entry. Goes up two levels. There's no floor space. So I'm saying there's, on that second level, there's a lot of no floor space kind of area. And I don't know how your models ever can take into account the differences in homes on that unless you have an opportunity to go inside in the homes and look at that.
The way we do that is we call it one and a half high. A two-story house measured two full stories has to be straight up walls. When we see these gabled roofs and know that there's a living space up there, we give it what they call a one and a half. We actually credit him for less space than he actually gets to use, because we, in that one and a half formula, it's saying 50% of what would be an upstairs is all that's valued. So all the soffit areas and crawl spaces is not even in the number. Is how it works in the Honeycutt system. No other system calls it one and a half high that I know of. Mm-hmm. They either call it two-story or actual square footage. And we, as mass appraisers, say it's one and a half high.
But an appraisal, Jeff, you get to enter into a home. You get to look at that before you appraise a home.
Correct.
You can't. They don't do that on a county basis, as far as I know, anywhere. Some of them even take it off of an aerial shot to appraise, but an appraisal is a value set off from an appraiser going inside of a home, the outside elements and the inside.
Correct.
So I'm having a hard time grasping this.
Well, I want the board to know that down the road, just a few parcels, there was a home with the same base square footage, not talking about adjusted, sold for $349,500 in June of 2012. I have that on my sales list as an affidavit. And I couldn't point it out to you, but it's parcel number 13, and his is parcel number 32 in the same block.
So if I understand correctly, what you're telling me is that the calculation that the county uses for determining square footage really is only a wild estimate, bears no relation really to what's in there. Whereas when an appraiser comes in and determines valuation, that attempts to get at a close to a market value and it's used for promoting the home, then you've got some measurement, you know exactly what's there. So our system right now is such that it's that much difference that you've just got a rough estimate on it?
The thing that differs is some real estate appraisers will measure the outside of a building, mm-hmm. and then some people will just measure the actual living space. If they've dealt with condos a lot, mm-hmm. all you're charged for is true airspace, and I'm assuming you measured inside airspace when you measured your home.
Well, I read somewhere that the county was dealing with from outside measurements, and on the main floor I actually went ahead and just used those. I understand it's going to be different. It'll add up to a little bit, but
it'll add up to a lot in certain areas.
Sure. So, okay. Well, and just one more thing I guess I would look at, which is the last two pages on there. Just to give you a sense of what we've got when we talk about equalization. We have the Smith Place. Thank you. This is a home that is just down at the end of our cul-de-sac. This home has been on the market since prior to when I purchased my home. It goes back at least 2 years. And it's not sold. The owner's in a position where they're forced, they've got maybe other alternatives, forced to lease or whatever. You're looking here at adjusted area of 3,238 square feet and a valuation of $283,000. And now here, if you look at that base area, 2,597, and the adjusted area, 3,238, that certainly is less than 1.5. I'm not sure how that system calculates that difference there. But then if you look at the last page, the final page, you'll see this is just pulled off today from off the internet where this is shown. And again, this is a Trulia, it's not the actual realtor's listing site, but they're taking that information and they're indicating on the far right column there are 3,642 square feet. So in this case, they're showing that the property actually has several hundred square feet more than what is shown on your site. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, these kinds of differences where the square footage are off by 10 or 20% from one house to the next. And then you look at that equalization, you say, well, your dollars per square foot are pretty similar, so you should be fine.
Well, did you just look at the price? Did you point that out to the board?
And I will. I will point that price out.
$434,000.
Exactly, right? $434,000. And you tell me the sale on this home. This house is not sold. That's what I'm telling you. It's been on the market 2 years. They can't afford to take the loss that they would have to take to actually get a willing buyer. And that's the reality of our market. And I understand the implications that has for a county in terms of tax revenues and all that, but your responsibility is looking at what is fair market value in our things equal. And I'm saying fair market value says it's that the value of my home is less, and equality says it's all over the board. The price per square foot of the homes in Taney County in Saddlebrook ranges from $57 a square foot to $98 a square foot. And it's not equal. Now, I understand there are differences of finish inside. So far as I can understand, you're not really getting into that and finding that out. I mean, that will show up when you have, if you have an appraisal and there's a high degree of finish, then you'll see that. And I'm not sure how you in your system here are ever able to get at that. But these are very real differences in what we've got. So I appreciate understanding the difference in how your system works, and I'll certainly take that into consideration. So if you have any more questions for me, I'm happy to try to answer those. And I appreciate your time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your
Thanks.
Time. I wish you guys were starting the slide behind me. I'm sorry.
I was just going to get my paperwork. Oh,
here it is. Is Mr. Haney here?
I'm here.
Yes, multiple properties from him.
Okay. I see two other good names. Do you have more than two properties to
yes.
represent?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
titles, or are these all in
all
order?
All the way down to 97.
So, Mr. Hanian, Southern Pines,
Southern Pine is
the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me just a second.
Okay, first one we'll look at is that 17102-200-0157, and talk about the 56 also, because it's the same building. It's a duplex located in Country Club Heights on 105 and 107 Travis Trail. It just appears to me that they're a little bit high. I purchased these. I did purchase them at both of them at different times, a year apart or more, at through a foreclosure. They needed some repairs. We did repairs to them, and they're essentially the same, the two parcels, and even the valuations between the two of them are different, and parcels in the area are similar ones that units. There's several of them that I printed off a list off the Tana County website, Beacon website, that shows a number of them that the valuations are significantly less for the properties in the same subdivision there. And so I did list out, you know, showed a sheet there of what I paid for them. I paid $35,000 on one, $34,900, I guess, what it was, and then $47,500 on the other one. And each one of them took about $10,000 to $15,000 in repairs to it to get it back where it would be, what I would consider livable and rentable.
Can you pull a map up on that, please? The only thing I would say about things being the same and you feeling like they're not the same, why did you pay two different values for the same building?
Well, it's just, you know, you're going to get whatever you can get.
It's market,
cheap,
market.
And it's market value, but right. I paid less, a lot less for the last one I got.
About $10,000 difference in the two.
And then the last one that I got, I paid significantly less.
Yeah.
And I can explain part of that value, because there's an error in the addresses and the parcel numbers. Like 57 is in reality is not 107 Travis Trail, it's 105, and that's an error that needed corrected. And I pointed that out to the banks, and they were willing to sell to me a little bit cheaper for that rather than go through and try to get all that paperwork corrected.
Now, I've seen. Did you bring this in front of the BOE? When did you purchase it?
One of them was purchased a year and a half. I don't remember.
Have you been here before?
No.
Well, it says change per BOE of 2011, where there was a huge amount of depreciation put on the one that you bought for less money.
That would have happened before I came.
Okay. All right. I just better have been in July of 2011.
Yeah, I bought it in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought it towards the end of the year in 2012. September of 2011, I guess, is the one. The one I paid more for was September of 2011. And the other one was in September of 2012.
Did you buy them through the bank?
Through a realtor.
Through a realtor, but was it a bank sale?
Yes.
Can you express how much you put into these?
I put around $10,000 to $15,000 into each one of them, approximately $10,000.
Did you hire that done or do the work yourself?
I hired much of it done.
But you did most, a lot of it?
I did some of it myself, too, yeah. But I also hired much of it done. A lot of it was cosmetic, you know, flooring and paint, those kinds of repairs.
Okay, James, direct me if I'm right or wrong. As I look at 057, I see the appraised value of $75,000.
Yes.
I love the 056, I see value 4537.
Yes.
Okay.
Because of the BOE adjustment, if you see that, you probably don't see that.
I don't see that.
It's already right here as a BOE adjustment for 2011 is what pulled it away from the same evaluation. From the 94,547 down to the 75.
76.
Was done by the BOE.
And that was because that particular portion had come before BOE? Mm-hmm.
It come before BOE evidently as being, it was pretty devastated, wasn't it, when you bought it?
Most of it was cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few holes in the walls and things and painting that needed done, flooring needed replaced, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go ahead and point out that, you know, I printed off a sheet there, and I think I gave it to you, that there's you know, properties with comparable square footage with larger lots that have a lower assessed value of either one of these. And
in that subdivision?
In that subdivision.
I'd like to see those.
And I think I sent a copy of that this week, too.
I don't see it here on my stuff, but...
See it.
I may not have printed. I thought I was getting so many of them together here that.
I see a lot of land comparisons.
And I print off some from the Beacon here if you want to.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'd like to see them. I apologize for that. Are these the little houses up on 76?
Some of them are little, the ones up on 76.
The little bitty houses,
yeah,
up on
76. Some of them are up there.
Okay, because I see the East Highway 76 address.
Yeah, some of them are. I just ran a list of the ones that had comparable square footage and whatnot.
Yeah, because that was called Country Club Heights. Then they built the backside where these houses are, and they kept the name of Country. Mm-hmm. They didn't call it Country Club Heights 2. They just called it, because they're all called Country Club Heights. The one subdivision was built.
Some of them are just right up in the newer part, too. Some of those are.
That was built, the front part, it was built in the 60s
mm-hmm.
and 70s here in Taney County. And then the back part had been built here in the 2000s. Okay, yeah, that's what I was. I'd make a recommendation to this board. To set those values based on the amount of work that he had to do to them, he gave 47.5. I'm sure he brought the 34.9 up to the same premises and add the 15,000. I'd make a recommendation of 62.5 on both.
Second. Motion is made, second, to establish the values of BOE numbers 2013-91 and 92 and 62,500 each. Discussion? Record also show that that was an assessor's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one would be 094.020, 42, and 41. It's the same parcel. It's the Red Bud Apartments in Kirbyville, located on East 76. Things have just been way down out there. I come just because of a recent appraisal that we've got, and we've been struggling out there a lot. There's been a lot of foreclosures out there with the fourplexes out in that area, on out in Branson East and elsewhere. And largely, I guess, due to the increased building of apartments in Branson, that's really affected the values there. But the appraiser put the value at $575,000. For the complex, and actually put, using the income approach, they put it at $470,000. So it's, which is significantly less than where the assessed value is at.
But that's apartments based on rent,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Do you say he come in at
$575,000?
$575,000.
I mean, I'm sorry, $595,000 was the sales comparison approach. I think I gave copies of that. No, as is approach was $575,000. And I've got copies of, I didn't.
But no. His sales comparison come in at,
pardon?
His sales comparison come in at $595,000.
Valuation at $575,000, and through the income approach, and that's really where the real value needs to be put at, because we've been struggling for 3 years, 4 years out there with the income, just because of the downturn in the economy, being so far away from Branson, the high gas prices, and the increased number of properties built in, apartments built in Branson itself. It's really hard to rent anything. In fact, the rents right there right now we're currently renting where we were at about 12 years ago on the rents.
When I got two apartments, I got apartments.
There's two parcels. One of them has one fourplex on it. And the other parcel has, and I've combined them because it doesn't make sense to talk about them separate because it's one property. And the other one has five fourplexes on it.
What does the appraisal cover?
It covers all six of them combined.
Okay, I apologize. I'm a little confused. Which two BOE numbers are you talking about now?
I'm showing 93 and 94.
Well, 93 has got a assessed value of 180 on it. At least on the screen that I'm looking at. So
that's Southern Pines. That's not it.
All right.
That would be it.
Yeah, he's Southern Pines Resort. What do you
mean?
That's it.
Red Bud Apartments.
The Red Bud Apartments.
Red Bud Apartments.
There's two parcels. One of them has one fourplex on it. One of them has five fourplexes on it. It's one property.
But I don't have anything with that number wrong.
I've got $25,110 assessed valuation on the first one and $117,670.
Yes, that's what
okay.
I got.
That's great. Now let's talk about what's in the computer.
On Beacon?
Take a look at...
Ron, remember we told you Beacon may not be updated. We had some issues when we were changing when the assessor's office was changing over the programs. I don't know exactly what happened.
No, that was an excuse by Beacon. We won't get into that right now.
Okay. Okay.
All right. James directed me on 2013-93 what the appraised value of the assessed value is for that particular parcel.
2013, which one? 93.
Property number 42.
Correct. 94-20-42. 25,110 is the assessed valuation.
That's assessed and appraised.
132,171.
Okay, and on the next parcel.
94-41.
Is that the fourplex?
That would be a one fourplex.
And this is a five of them. Five fourplexes in a utility. 117,670 assessed. 619,328 appraised.
Thank you, sir. Donna, you are right. That is not what's on Beacon. Hmm? It's not.
Really?
Okay.
So it's at 751 total, 499 appraised. What did you pay for this in 12?
When we bought it back in, I'm trying to remember when, I don't know if it's been 10 or 12 years ago.
Oh, it's been that long.
It's been about 12 years ago. We paid $550 for it. And we had it appraised last year because we refinanced it. We had to do a refinance, and that's where this appraisal came from. And that's where that's it. So it's a new appraisal as of April of last year.
So you're trying to freeze us into a quick decision, Mr.
I
Sir?
It is cold.
Brandon's comfortable now.
Brandon must be comfortable. I icicles on my ear.
He's out of his arms.
Oh, man.
He was true down in the 40s, I think.
Ron and I looked at each other, and we agreed that it was a little warm, so we turned it up back on.
Well, what the problem is, this needs to be changed.
It needs to be like
71 degrees in here.
Well, turn it off, lift it up, and flip the switch over. Bottom left.
Click there where it says wuss.
Yeah. You have to enter your code, your wuss code.
You haven't finished assessing their property, have you?
You asked him what it was purchased for. Did you ever answer that? I'm sorry.
Did what?
Did James ask what it was purchased for? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, he said 550.
Yeah, but we purchased it, I think it was about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay, so you had it for a while.
And we had it reappraised. We had to refinance it last year, and it was reappraised at that time in April of 2012.
And that's the appraisal we've got.
That's the appraisal you've got here. So it's a current appraisal with current market conditions and whatnot. And even that, I think, is high. I doubt if I could sell it right now for what I paid for it 10 years ago.
And the appraisal is for both?
The appraisal is for both parcels because it's all one property. I don't know how to separate that out of them, just taking a portion of it.
So those are down to $150,000 per fourplex. Right?
At the high end, yes.
Divided by four. We're at 30. $37,574 per apartment.
I've got five BOEs.
Is that all the evidence we have on that? Let's move forward, Ron, with his next properties and make a decision on this later as we evaluate the evidence. But we do have a copy of his appraisal in-house.
I gave a copy of the appraisal sheets to you, I think.
You had it on there.
I'd be ready to make a motion to go with the appraisal at $595.
How are you going to split that between
the
two?
I'm waiting on you.
Huh?
How are you going to split that between the two?
Well,
it'll be, we'll just divide it out by fourplexes because there's not much difference in the land.
No, it would work out about the same probably.
2 acres to the one fourplex and 9.88 on the four fourplexes. I mean, it'd be easy to split out.
Of which appraisal value of the cost approach? Or the, what was it, the sales approach that was... $595,000 there at the bottom. If I'm reading that right.
Yeah, the sales approach was $595,000.
Second.
Was that a motion, Jeff?
Yes.
And a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish a valuation for BOE parcel numbers 2013-93 and -94 in a combined amount of, Jeff?
$595,000.
Split between the two to be made by the assessor. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Put the one at $119,000 and then of course the four times that. $476,000 for the
Okay.
So
thank you.
$476,000 for the big one, whatever that parcel number is.
Okay.
Parcel 41.
Right.
And $119,000 for parcel number 42.
93 is 119, 94 is 476.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Which would be
842-0035.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a house located on Cannonball Loop in Branson there. And we purchased that in 2009 for $135,500. It was a foreclosure. We did have to do some repairs to it. Again, nothing significant, mostly just painting and restretching of carpets and cleaning carpets and those kinds of things. And I would say that even though it was foreclosure, that was pretty close to the fair market value at the time. And prices haven't gone up. And that's where we're at on that one. I do have an current appraisal on it, and I failed to bring it with me, that put the value at in the $150,000 range, the low 150s.
We're at 156.8.
We're pretty close.
Yeah, I can't make a recommendation.
Okay, we'll just move on that one.
Want to make a motion on?
Motion for no change.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for no change on parcel number 2013-95, which will leave it at 156.801. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That's in Branson Hills.
We're
showing agriculture. Assessed at $14,820.
Do what?
$14,820.
Agriculture.
That's what I'm showing in the type.
What parcel are we looking at here?
They're both residential.
419-12.
Yeah, and see, that's one of my issues with this parcel, is it should be agricultural.
8419-1.002.
Okay. This is a parcel that we bought at, purchased at tax sale, actually. We just recently got the collector's deed, so it had been about two and a half, three years ago. Its valuation is quite high. I think it's listed as residential, has no improvements. I'm not even sure it has access to it, has no road frontage. It works out to be about 1347 per acre, if we worked on a per acre basis. The parcel directly to the west of it, right there, which I believe is Table Rock Asphalt, much larger parcel, has 248 Highway 248 frontage on it, listed as agricultural, works out about $240 an acre.
Mr. Haney, I hate to stop you here, but do you have to pay dues on that?
We pay taxes on it, yeah.
Do you pay the assessment dues to Branson Hills?
I'm not aware of any.
Yeah, this has been a mistake. This has to be changed. Because it's been valued the same as Branson Hills Parkways. And
the
parcel... Well, you feel like it's worth it. What did you pay for it? You bought it from
tax? Bought a tax sale, so...
Is there anything else around it to agriculture?
Yeah, everything around it, all the way around it completely is...
But that would satisfy you just to move it to agriculture?
Well, and the valuation, I don't know where that'll put the valuation at, but, you know, the acreage to both sides of it, it's about $240 an acre valuation, and I'm not sure whether we're talking the same things here, but it's significantly different. If I could bring it into the whatever's around it, then I'm happy.
I would recommend to move that land to Class 9 Ag. At $25,000, I see no reason to have the $78,000 on it.
Is that for both of those parcels?
It's
no,
just one
because
parcel.
The other one's different.
Okay, so
this is the 11 acres.
96.
Yeah. Is that right now, the 11 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'd recommend that to the board.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of parcel BOE number 2013-96 to $25,000. Discussion?
Class 9 Ag.
Ag.
Class 9 Ag.
As recommended.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
In Branson Hills again, property 842074, $14,820, assessed valuation $78,000, appraised.
This is a small lot located on Scenic Drive. Again, we bought this at tax sale, so I don't, you know, the value that we paid for it versus what it might be, I can't give you. I can give you my guess of what it might be worth. But my issue, I guess, is that the lots directly around it, and I listed a number of those are out. Some of them are much larger with much more frontage, are assessed at the same value, and it just doesn't make sense. And I pointed a few of them out, like lot number. I numbered them, and I don't know whether you can see it on there, but there's a lot there on next to where that little strip center is that's actually on Branson Hills Parkway that has an assessed value that is not much higher, and it's in a much better location, a much larger lot, and it's not a whole lot different.
Do you know if it's eligible for their assessments?
If it's what?
If it's eligible. Usually Branson Hills properties are...
They've not sent us anything, so I don't know.
How long you had it?
This one we've had for probably about a year and a half now. And the lot right next to it, which I call lot number 3, is just west. The valuation is pretty much the same. The lot is much larger with much more frontage, and yet the valuation is almost exactly the same.
I would make a recommendation. If that's small lot, put it on his lot again, please. Christy. I would make a recommendation to lower that value in half compared to the other ones.
Runs around.
Rez.
Make that motion.
So that's 7,410.
Assessed.
I think Randy, who did you second?
Yes.
Motion to debate, seconded. To establish the value of BU number 2013-97 at 39,000 in face value. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion passed.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Jeff, did you make that one?
No, I'm fine.
Is those three apartments of a teleconference or?
Yes.
It is.
She did just call in to see.
Sorry, what?
She did just call in to see if we were right behind. The agent's name is Sarah Wilson.
Sarah Wilson.
Are you ready for the phone number?
I am.
417-268-4018. It has a note that says it's low-income housing. It is assessed at $166,370. Which the appraisal is $875,632. Is that what you have, James?
Oh. Yes. Could we put a map up of that right quick, please?
This thing's almost quit. It's slow. But yeah, maybe it got froze up.
Mine did. I don't know if that's that one thing. Why that last time?
All grease.
Where's Hershey Drive, Brandon?
Sorry. Fall Creek Road.
I got it to come back out. Now it's just that.
Yeah.
Where's that turn off down there?
It's just past, right there's the parking lot for Dixie Stampede.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I
yeah. Right behind.
Yeah.
Right. There's Dixie Stampede's parking lot.
Yeah.
That's Dixie Stampede.
Yeah.
The old wooden nickel was.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Old wooden nickel.
Wasn't that right there?
Flows.
I was like four, guys. Come on.
Are we ready? James, do you need to?
No, I'm fine.
This is Ron Boswell of the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
I have you on speakerphone, and all the members of the Board of Equalization are here. And are you ready to talk about the appeal that you have sent in regarding Oak Tree Apartments?
Yes, I am.
If you want to begin, we are ready to listen.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Oak Tree Apartments is a low-income housing apartment complex. And as you all may be familiar, the State Tax Commission has basically determined that the valuation of subsidized housing is outside of industry standards for determining market value. And so they have set up something that refers to the Merrillville formula, which calculates the valuation of the property based on actual income, expenses, interest, and capitalization rates. And within the documentation I submitted, I kind of had a summary of the State Tax Commission findings and discussion of the valuation that I came to and supporting information to go along with that. Do you all have a copy of that in front of you?
We do have.
You do have that? Okay, perfect. Basically, I ended up with a market capitalization rate of 11.29%. And if you look at the second page of that valuation discussion, it goes through the actual formula that is referred to as the Merrillville formula, and shows you how I arrived at 11.9% cap rate. Do you want me to kind of go into discussion of that more, or?
The board's ready to hear whatever you have to say about this.
Okay, basically in order to determine the cap rate based on Merrillville formula, you take the loan to value ratio multiplied by the loan constant, and that gives you a percentage. And then you add that to the equity value ratio multiplied by the equity dividend rate, and then that gives you a second percentage, and then your last percentage and if you use in determining a cap rate is the tax rate for that particular county. So if you're looking at that sheet, once you add all those numbers together, you end up with 11.29% cap rate. Now, all of the different calculations are based on actual project-related expenses and project numbers, except for the equity dividend rate. The State Tax Commission has basically said that that needs to be determined by an expert so they can look at the current market standards to determine essentially what an investor would look for if they were going to invest in the property. And so that's the only figure that goes into that equation is not based on actual property numbers. And so when you look at all that together, that ends up with the 11.29% cap rate that I had mentioned. And the property, the income and expense statements I submitted are from 2010, 2011, 2012. And you can see that the income has gone down on those properties over the past 3 years because, you know, it's an older property. And they also recently dropped the rent at the very end of 2012 in an attempt to try and get more tenants into those properties. But in 2012, they actually had a negative operating expense, and that's even without looking at depreciation or real estate taxes or mortgage expense. And so what I did is just looked at the average of those 3 years to come up with the valuation that I have, which the average income over the past 3 years is, the net operating expense is $150,000, and when you use that, the average income is a little under $17,000, and then when you use the market capitalization rate, that brings you to a value of about $150,000. Any questions about that?
James?
The only thing I don't understand is how we've got down here so low of $150,000 evaluation. We're looking at about a 9% of true evaluation, and I thought the Maryville case was settled on about a 40-60 split on these things that was taxable. Did that, was that not mentioned up there at the state level?
Are you talking about as far as the capitalization rates used by the Maryville formula?
The Maryville formula was based to stop, I think, at 35% was this assessor's settlement on that. And then people started deciding that they were going to use the income approach and get that percentage even lowered. And I think this board heard some at 26% and was a little set back by that. And now we're down to 17% of true market value being based on numbers provided to the Maryville case. And that's getting pretty extreme, I think. I don't understand also is if these occupancies are having a problem, why the occupancies of apartments determines how many tax credit properties we can have in Taney County. I know back 5 years ago there was a flood of needing housing in Taney County, and all the studies showed that right. was provided. But now we're all of a sudden saying we can't fill these properties up. So the studies that actually ought to be thrown out the window by the State Tax Commission is what determined the equation for you guys to get to use. Is to say that Taney County needed housing and built more housing and should have more housing. I would like for the board to send this on to the state just strictly because it's dropped down into the 17% line, and I've never seen a housing case drop that low before.
You mean the request?
Yes, I'd like to request it.
And, you know, as far as the market studies you're referring to, I haven't seen those. This apartment complex, I mean, it's, I believe, over 21 years old. So it's been around for a while. I think it was finished in 92. So it's certainly not one of the new ones. Now, I would imagine when it was built, you know, there would be more of a need 20 years ago than maybe there are now. Because you're right, we have seen a lot more low-income housing projects going in all over the state of Missouri.
Well, I seen back in the back here, Sarah, where you refer to, or someone refers to, allowing a 9% tax credit to this housing project. Where does that come into it? I've seen it back here.
Where is it that you're seeing this?
What money was allowed to the apartment complex for tax credits, and it says 9%. And I'm
it wondering, shows the amount of money that they earned tax credit-wise when the project was going in?
Correct. So if we, why is that not used in the basis of the final number if it's just 9% tax credit?
Well, as far as the actual tax credits themselves, the State Tax Commission and the Court of Appeals has basically said that isn't necessarily something that's looked at as far as valuing the property as far as the tax credits. But whenever you're doing the Maryville formula, that's one of the factors that goes into the formula as far as the like loan-to-value ratio, because you look at the original loan, and so if there's tax credits involved, that would decrease the amount that they would need as far as that loan is concerned.
Well, it's just a little concerning to me that 9% of this case is all that would be acceptable to take to the Maryville case. If 93% of this project is not involved with tax credits, why are we plugging the entire project into the formula?
Well, the entire project is restricted. All of the units are rent restricted. That's if you look at the Declaration of Land Use Restriction Covenant that I sent in, that goes through there and basically shows that the project is subject to 30-year restrictions based on what the project owners have agreed to with MHCC. And all of those units are rent restricted units.
That's all the questions I have, Sarah, because, like I say, I just don't see.
You need a motion to send it on to the state upon a recommendation?
No, it would just strictly be up to you guys of denying the case and then giving her the right to go on, which she has that right. And if we were at 40 or 50%, I wouldn't be saying this. But when we drop down to 17%, that's a pretty good chunk coming out of the formula that was derived to end up at 40 or 50% of market value.
I make a motion to deny.
Second.
Motion to deny the request for DOE number 2013-98 has been made and seconded, which would result in no change in the existing valuation. Discussion. What that means, of course, Sarah, is that you will be given the ability, once you receive notice if this motion is passed, to appeal this to the State Tax Commission, who will in turn meet with you here within Tane County to discuss this particular assessment and your request regarding it. Discussion by the board? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You'll receive notice of that, I would assume, within the next 5 to 7 days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Chuck, that's next.
Mr. Fidel.
Gentlemen, thank you for hearing my case. It's before you there. There's an appraisal for 291. Came about by getting a loan from the bank on my house. The appraisal was done in February of last year. For any questions?
Did you come in 2 years ago and we lowered it?
You did, yep.
But I didn't remember how, I mean, do you remember how much we lowered it, or it will show up there, I guess?
I think the number pops in my mind, 9%. And memory says we did, well, I know we didn't have an appraisal. I think I just presented that the market, and I don't remember exactly what the conversation was, but I didn't have an appraisal at that time, and I wouldn't have an appraisal now, but I borrowed money against the home, and of course through that process there's appraisal done.
Do you have a copy of that appraisal that they did for you?
Yes, you should have it there.
Okay, that's what's... Sorry.
No problem. Just for what it's worth, I did go along later, and I got a home equity line of credit loan. Which is quite a bit higher interest rate than what you would get on a normal loan. I went back to the bank, actually, to the bank I borrowed that money from and another one, and the second bank looked at my appraisal and felt like it was maybe even high because of they seemed to think it was a little struggle of getting comparables to get the number that they came up with. So anyway, what says to me that it, I believe it is an accurate value. It's not too high, I should say.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm just no reflection of anything. It's just, does the state tax commission, will they set your appraisal or your assessment when you take office?
I originally came to James and, you know, told him what I had in mind, whether I needed to come to the BOE, and he answered that question for me pretty good. I don't think I could repeat it, but my understanding is the assessor's office does an appraisal or an assessment on the assessor's property, and then the state tax commission reviews it. Did I understand that right?
The state tax commission by statute does the appraisal, but normally they just go out and review the work that has been done. They have made over the course of the 16 years two changes to my property, both increases from what my appraisers had done. So them being the superintending authority by statute, they do have the authority to appraise your house.
So if we lowered it, they could come back and increase it or leave it the same or lower it more, which probably isn't likely.
I don't know what they would do at this point. Would the BOE making a decision... at this point,
if it's their ultimate responsibility to establish the value for the assessor within all or assessors within all the counties, then within this calendar year, Chuck obviously is going to be in that position, and he would fall under that statute. Would it be better just to let them have it, or
I would say probably yes, to stay with Missouri state statute on it. Because the value being determined, I mean, we're within 2 months of Chuck taking office.
My point is, if it's their statutory responsibility to have assessed your home all these years, or any other assessor in the state, then they're also going to be doing that with
sure.
Chuck.
Sure, they're going
and
to
all
be
the other assessors.
Right, all. Single
Chuck out.
They're probably 34 new assessors, I think, 26, some, I came a huge number of new assessors this year.
My only, and I'm happy to do that. I guess they'd look at it the same way. Of course, it's looking at the value September 1 before January 1 before I take assessment. the job in September. And of course, I'm going 100% on that appraisal, which is just a little less than a year old for January 1, because it was done in February of 12. But of course, I don't. Whatever y'all choose is all right by me. I can.
I just didn't want to do anything that would reflect a change if they come back and we lowered it and they come back and raised it, then it wouldn't, the reflection wouldn't be that.
I certainly wouldn't be here if I didn't have an appraisal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Suggestion, may I suggest? If you wanted, somebody wanted to give state a call and see how it's best to handle it. I mean, I don't have to have a decision today, of course. I hadn't thought of that until now.
I think that'd be the best thing to do, because to start off your terms as an office, and if something would happen and they would have it, raise it back up, then it would be.
Donna, as Secretary of the Board, would you call and ask what the State Tax Commission's recommendation is for this board and the direction that we should take? That would certainly aid us in what we should do.
See if I can get an email. Or I can email better than a phone call. It's in writing.
Well, okay. Email.
Okay.
And I'm confident that they're not going to waste time giving us an answer, so.
Okay.
So what we're saying is that we'll make a decision. We don't have to make that decision within the 5 to 7 days. Is that what you're saying, Chuck, too? You said you didn't have to have that decision right now.
As long as I have the opportunity to go to them if y'all don't make a decision.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
We'll make sure
that happens, so.
Actually, we're going to close out every single thing that we go through one way or another, so everybody that appears before
sure.
us has the opportunity.
Well, and back to what Chuck had asked me, I did, they raised mine 1 year because I put tile in my house. They had no way of knowing it, but I told Jim Kyle, I said, well, I put tile in my house. He goes, okay.
Huh.
And raised. So, I mean, everything is taken into consideration when the state comes to appraise your house.
It might go up to your chickens.
Yeah. Just like the snakes, huh?
Is that a minus? Is that the wishes of the board? If not, we'll do something else. What do y'all want to?
That's fine. Yeah, call the state for direction.
Yeah, I think that's.
Thank you, guys.
Donna's going to send an email. Let's share that email with Chuck as soon as it returns in this board, if you will.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. We were working with an assessment earlier, and it was number 2013-90. It was a short sale.
Tell us. Can you tell us?
Yes, and we did not make a decision regarding that parcel.
I was about to go back to that. I have a motion.
You have a motion? I'll go to the Senate.
To deny.
For no change?
For no change.
Second. The motion has been made and seconded to deny, so there would be no change in BOE number 2013-90. Discussion. Just as a note, this is the property that we considered that the appraisal was actually more than what the property was appraised at.
Right. Those things are always a little bit concerning to us as a board, because we are called Board of Equalization. And I couldn't make too much common sense out of the evidence that he was presenting that didn't even pertain to his lot or piece of property, but I'll go along with what you're wanting to do there. But basically everything that he said should have been, in my personal opinion, an increase in his tax rate assessment.
And I would like to answer before you vote to one doubt that he put in your minds. He said you were at 49 and 65 and 49 and 65, I think was the two numbers that he was using. Every 65 was where a house was at. And this gentleman, I could not explain to him that when a house went in, you had hooked your sewers up, you hooked your waters up, you had driveways built, you had all this improvement to the land that was not actually to the improvement. That's why there's more where there's a residence setting to where there's not side-by-side lots. That's why your land can fluctuate. And he cannot understand that, because I've talked to him two or three times about it. And I said, is your land worth more with driveways and all this? No, the neighboring lot's at $49. And that's just what he always stuck with. And he presented that to you guys as a discrepancy of the assessor's office not being uniform. We are uniform with what's there on his own testimony.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Criminal release scheduled for lunch at 1 o'clock. Let us stand and recess until
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.